Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
OPP, other people's problems. TIAC, what is happening today?
Nina has a question. How much parenting can you do for someone else's kid?
Oh, I can answer that. Zero. Next. Nina?
Yai.
Why would you need to parent somebody else's kid? What happened?
So it has to do with my daughter's best friend, Charlotte. I have a little 9-year-old girl named Maddie, and her best friend is Charlotte. And I mean, best friend, like, they are inseparable. They are always having sleepovers or trying to have a sleepover. Like, they want to be together.
God, I love that face.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
Yeah. But unfortunately, the last few times that Charlotte spent the night with us, she's wet the bed. And it has, you know, this isn't an issue she's had before. So I mentioned it to her mom, and she just seemed, you know, kind of unfazed by it and basically was like, you know, that's what kids do. It happens. And I, you know, like, sure, like, all kids have accidents, but, you know, when it's happening multiple times, you know, when she's sleeping over, you know, it's a little awkward. So I'm just like, you know, there are some precautions you can take, like, you know, to help kids make it through the night.
It's like what? Put a pull-up like, on them?
Yeah, exactly. Like a pull-up, but it's like, you know, I don't, you know, is it fair? Like, I don't want to overstep my boundaries. I don't want to ask a child to do that. Like, and her mom's being really dismissive about it. And it's like, I don't want to, you know, embarrass this 9-year-old little girl, you know.
But she's already being embarrassed by, I would assume she's kind of wrecked when she pees the bed, right?
Yeah, like I, you know, I'm sure it's very, you know, uncomfortable and embarrassing for her too. And it's just like, I just want to know, is it fair to, you know, cancel sleepovers until Charlotte can get, you know, her bladder under control, essentially? Like, I'm overstepping my boundaries, but
being the only one in the room that's not a parent at all, I immediately had a red flag go up, because what is going on at the house that has made this change? And why is the mom so dismissive?
Exactly. Yeah.
There's something else.
Oh, my God. I don't think like that.
I don't either.
Because nothing's going on in my house.
Well, I used to pee the bed and nothing was going on either.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
But did you have...
Until I was
it
like...
It was continuous. It wasn't... You were good and then...
Yeah. I guess so, yeah. I just...
Tell you were...
Like my wedding night or so. No, like 12. Pretty old.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I had to wear pull-ups. So I would have loved it if it was like, hey, we're all wearing pull-ups. Just for the heck of it.
Do you know what?
You know?
I love how comfortable, like, that you're not afraid that I'm going to just use that mercilessly.
I'm going to pack that in my
pocket.
Oh
my God,
for
is that in a black book forever?
We're here to help Charlotte.
I know, and the show is all about honesty, but not that kind of honesty.
What?
It's why not?
You were 12 years old, bro. What?
Yeah, I'm shining light on it. It happens. I don't know. I had no.
Okay, and you didn't have any, you don't feel like you had anything else you'd like to share? There wasn't childhood trauma at your parental home. Would you?
No,
would you,
not.
Then, because you were a peer, would you not do sleepovers because you knew you didn't want to go to somebody else's house and pee on their bed?
I would do the sleepovers. And I think that it's like a snowball effect. I think it would make me more nervous. Like, oh, remember last time you peed? Like, don't pee. And then you pee.
So you have peed somebody else's bed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Multiple, like all my friends.
I don't know what to say.
Not like in the last 6 months.
I'm struggling so hard. Nina, I swear we're going to get you an answer. In fact, let's get people who are less affected by THAC on the phone. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I mean, I think I don't want to speak for everybody in the room, but I think to this point you've done everything right. You reached out to the mom. That's step one. If she's not willing to really take it seriously, I mean, you don't want to punish your daughter and Charlotte. Like, they want to still be BFFs.
Mm-hmm.
And you still want to have a comfortable environment.
But that, can you make a rule like, my house, you wear a pull-up? And maybe your daughter wears one, too.
If you told,
I would have loved that. You're like, oh, we're all wearing pull-ups? Then it's not me that's the only one. Like, I would have loved it.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't want to shame her. I don't want to make her feel ashamed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if this is happening at home or if she's just getting nervous now, sleeping over at someone else's house. Like, you know, but I don't understand why the mom won't take precautions. And, you know, I don't want to have to change the sheets every time, you know, there's a sleepover. It's just, you know.
When, to be fair, too, I'm not trying to say there isn't anything going on either. Mm-hmm. Like, they're very
moral.
Like,
that is, could be.
That's kind of, I agree with Aaron. That is a little bit of a red flag, but.
Okay. I don't know what to do. I guess I have to ask you, THAC.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody called you and said Leo peed their bed, you would do something about it. But let's pretend you weren't going to. Would you be mad if somebody dressed your child in undergarments? Like, to me, that's a very personal thing. I know we sexualize children and we shouldn't, but it's like, you had my daughter remove her underwear and put these on. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's not cool with me. Even though I started it by not addressing the root cause of this whole thing, I'm gonna be mad if I found out, oh yeah, no, when I go over to cousin Jimmy's house, they make me wear this to bed.
Yeah, I can't imagine not doing something about it myself, though.
Correct.
Like, hearing about it and being like, well, he needs help, like, what's going on, Leo, why didn't you tell me this happened, or so, you know,
right?
Like, let's get to the bottom of it. So I can't imagine not.
But you wouldn't be comfortable if somebody did that.
No, not without a conversation first, at least.
Yeah.
At least, yeah. But it sounds like they're close, too. It's not like it's a stranger or anything, either. It's like,
this mom seems dismissive already. Like, what are you going to do? Call her and go, I'm thinking about putting pull-ups on your daughter. What do you think? I don't care. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the right answer.
She has a daughter? Like,
right. Or all sleepovers at Charlotte's house from now on, so mom has to clean it up? Like, I don't know the answer. This is strange. I wonder if any of your childhood friends' parents could call in, THAC. How did you feel when THAC was urinating his way through your house and home? Nina, I swear we're going to take it as seriously as we can, and we're going to try to get you an answer. Hang on right there. I don't want to destroy the friendship between Maddie and Charlotte, but if mom's not going to handle Charlotte, the sleepover can't happen. I would stop the sleepovers.
I feel so bad. Because I've been there, and it's like when you're wetting the bed and no one else is, and then you're like, what's wrong with me? What's going on? Why can't I get it together?
Go over to places without...
I wore pull-ups. And I remember the first like big sleepover where it was multiple dudes all staying over.
And they didn't know you were wearing pull-ups.
Mm-mm. And you have to do the kind of secret, put them on and hope your shirt doesn't come up enough to they could see you're wearing them. You got a little bit of the lumpy butt going
and nobody
on.
Nobody was going to do a de-pants or anything.
Right. So there's a lot of that happening. Oh, so it's just because when it's one-on-one, you're friends, you can kind of just, you know,
cool
get away
goes.
With it. But once it's the big sleeper, I remember that. Like, and it,
you had pull-ups.
You're more anxious. You're more nervous. It doesn't help. Nothing helps. Until you wake up and you're like, well, did it again.
I'm gonna check and try to snap your little whale tail and see if it's.
I don't wear them every day.
All right, Nina has a Friend of her daughter's spending the night, and she started a new habit of peeing the bed. Her mom isn't getting involved, so what can she do next? 303-222-5423.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've had a little time to think about this. We're handling Nina's problem. She's got a daughter, Maddie, who has sleepovers with a friend named Charlotte. And Charlotte, when she comes over, tends to wet the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Nina took the right route, went to the kid's mom, and the kid's mom's like, yeah, okay, and?
Yeah, that's what kids do.
Which I kind of, it's, we don't know the what's going on behind the scenes at the other kid's house. But I'm hoping it's she's trying to normalize it. And it's like, it's not, don't make it a big deal.
I do want to say this. I've had a moment and I feel like I was a little harsh on T-Hack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, like, because you did wet the bed till later. And I commend you for, like, admitting that.
Till much, much later. Till way too late.
Well, I mean, 12-ish is still, but like, way to go. I mean, no, but I don't mean way to go.
You did
way
it.
Way to go, bud.
Way to go, number one. Okay.
I'm just saying, I think there are other people who've probably struggled with that. And there might even be some kids listening right now who are like, oh my God, I feel terrible. And they're like, I swear to God, I'm not trying to be weird, but like, you're their new, like, you're kind of the poster child for it now because you like.
Yeah, I'm championing their cause.
Because you admitted it, and that's cool that you're like, it's like.
It was very embarrassing at the time, like, as a 12-year-old.
Of course.
It was horrible, but now that I'm older, it's like, I mean, I didn't.
It just happened.
Yeah, I didn't have any control over it at the, I mean.
It's one of those things, like, this is a terrible analogy, but I have to use it anyway. For the longest time, I felt bad when I started losing my hair in the back. And it's like, I'd be like, oh, I didn't want people behind me or whatever. It's like, hey, man, I didn't do that on purpose.
Right.
You didn't pee on purpose.
No, no, almost never.
It's like, it's just a thing that was happening to you.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I struggled with it a lot. And I remember having to upgrade to, like, the big kid, nighty, whatever, the diapers, for lack of whatever. And it was like, it was horrible.
And you just one day just stopped? Or did you do something? Did you practice Kegels or something? I'm like, I'm not trying to be weird, but like,
I just kind of stopped. I don't know if it was like, I really hit puberty or I don't know if it had anything to do with any of that. I just kind of eventually stopped. I started waking up and going to the bathroom. And now I get up like 6 times a night. So I have the opposite problem.
You do get up.
I get up a lot, yeah.
But I'm a camel.
And you at least just wake up now.
I do.
It's the same problem. You just wake up.
Yeah. I can drink like 700 gallons of water and still hold it.
Me too.
But does your brain do the thing where it's like, it tries so hard to get me to pee the bed?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I have dreams where I walk into a bathroom and I get my junk out and I'm about to pee. And then somebody comes in and you're like, dang it. And like, all these things keep happening. And then you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I almost peed.
I have those too. That was part of it. I used to have those dreams when peeing. And then I finally like realized, oh, this is a signal.
Yes,
so that was part of it too.
Wow.
Yeah, get up. Exactly. I have the same dream.
Oh my God. And then I run to another bathroom and I'm like, ready, ready. And then somebody walks in. And you're like, oh, but I'm so glad somebody walks in or else I'd be peeing all over. Anyway, sorry for being insensitive. I realized I was one of the 12-year-old boys who would make fun of you. And that's not cool. That's not nice.
There's lots of views out there. Okay. I lived it.
Mike?
Yai.
Yai. What advice do you have for Nina?
So I can tell you, kind of like T-Hack, is up until when my father and mother separated, it was on and off, not at other people's houses, but, you know, it was one of the things, those things where it just was stressful and you really, you know, you have no control. And maybe that's kind of when you let go is when it happens. But I don't think it's a huge concern, but there might be something underlying. It's worth checking.
So you said up until your parents separated, so you were feeling the tension of their relationship and it was manifesting itself in you peeing the bed.
Correct. It was one of those things where it just was on and off. And I noticed there was distance between my mom and dad. And then I knew eventually it was going to happen. My mom was working, trying to go to school, and you could see my dad was getting tense and not knowing what was going on. He was losing control of things. Huh. But my mom was very young when she had me, so.
Interesting. And then once they separated, it stopped?
With me, it stopped. You know, my brother still holds resentment against my dad. I stopped talking. We broke contact for like 15 years, but then we started talking again. And
you didn't start peeing the bed again. I'm fascinated by it. Like, because it's, T-Hack didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like take a class or go to therapy or like,
no, I don't even know that I
chip clip on it.
Yeah. Or went to the doctor. I don't remember any of that.
Just one day you're like, I guess I don't pee the bed. Like, yeah. And you wouldn't know that was your last time. You just, oh my God, I haven't peed in a while. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It just stopped.
Huh.
Yeah. Mm. And then it was like, maybe I'm ready to try without the diaper this time.
And then you did, and it just and never happened again.
Mm-hmm. Well, not never, but.
You know. Thank you for the call, Mike, and the honesty. Missa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have advice for Nina? Yeah.
I do. So mom of seven, please do not put her friend into a diaper, sleep underwear like that.
Why not?
Without. Because unless that is your best friend in the whole wide world, she will 100% feel like you are doing something inappropriate with her kiddo.
Oh, okay.
There are like a puppy pad version of a
that
you can put under the sheets.
Smart.
Yeah.
So you don't have to put the diaper on her, you put the diaper on the bed.
Exactly.
Oh!
And that way, the kiddo's not embarrassed, and you're not putting underclothing on a child that doesn't belong to you.
Yeah, but still, when you lay down,
you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can hear the...
It's more of a fabric.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not paper.
It's still got that. I know what a puppy pad feels like. I have fetishes.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.